KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
SAFA President Danny Jordaan is currently applying for bail in a Gauteng court following his arrest this morning. Jordaan and his co-accused SAFA CFO Gronie Hluyo and businessman Trevor Niethling are accused of fraud and theft involving 1.3 million rand. It's understood they handed themselves over to police after arrest warrants were issued for them. The court appearance at Palmridge follows a search and seizure operation at the Football Association's Johannesburg offices in March. The Road Freight Association has commended the government's efforts in improving efficiency at the Port of Durban. Transport Minister Barbara Creasy revealed this week that the port has already moved 3.3 million tonnes of cargo this year. It's 500,000 tonnes higher than the 2.8 million that were moved over the whole of last year. The Freight Association's Gavin Kelly says Transnet needs to keep this up.
Ensuring that freight moves efficiently through our ports, that the volumes grow, will mean that our ports will attract shipping, that we will continue to keep freight moving through the country, which has a spin-off in terms of revenue and jobs for us, and of course, will make sure that our ports maintain their trajectory in maintenance and getting new equipment.
Teachers' Union SATU has urged KZN Education and National Treasury to ensure schools get all their monies due before the end of the school year. The Teachers' Union has met with the departments and says they've committed to pay school allocations and grade R grants to schools and teachers. SATU's provincial secretary is Nomarasha Taluza. She says the directors general have agreed to the setting up of a task team to find permanent solutions. Taluza also believes KZN Education is struggling to prioritize its spending.
Their spending does not show that they are financially strained. It's our observation. And we're asking these questions. Why would the department create new problems for itself? For example, buying new schools when they can't afford the schools that are already existing. Why would they engage in online registration or application if they don't have money? Because that program, it costs them 7.9 million a month for only three districts that are piloting the program.
And a Palestinian militant group allied with Hamas has released a video of an Israeli hostage held in Gaza since the October 7th attack. The bearded 29-year-old man speaks in Hebrew about Israeli military operations in Lebanon. He calls on Israelis to put pressure on the government to secure their release. The man says he was abducted along with his mother, grandmother and girlfriend at a kibbutz near the Gaza Strip. His father was killed. The three women were among those released during a week-long truce in exchange for 240 Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. Meanwhile, the health ministry in Gaza says the death toll from Israel's retaliatory war is now at over 43,700. Qatar said on Saturday that it would end its mediation efforts between Israel and Hamas after months of fruitless negotiations. The top story, SAFA President Danny Jordaan is currently applying for bail in a Gauteng court following his arrest on allegations of fraud this morning. His co-accused, the SAFA CFO, Gronie Hluyo, and businessman Trevor Niethling are also applying for bail. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.